Hey everybody, it's your girl Eremoix Rose and we are in the Goddess Lounge. Today is the last day for the Mask Off series and today's title is simply Reclaim Your Power. You know what? A lot of us succumb to bullshit ass emotions based off of the belief of an illusion. We take things at face value that we should really use our discernment and our intuition for. A lot of us get in repetitive situations that causes us disappointments, depression, and hurt, anger, and rage simply because we won't make a different choice or we won't make a different belief. The time is now. I come today as an encourager. I come today to tell you that now that your mask is off and you have done the work, congratulations, you survived. This is now something else you have conquered. But what are you going to do with it? As I did the work, a lot of things got exposed in my life that I swear I didn't know was going on, but something in me knew it was going on. And you know what, y'all? I had to remember who my grandparents were, who their parents were. I had to start looking at my lineage and the things that we can do and the things that we have survived and look at the values and things that I was taught. And I had to reclaim my power. I had to reclaim my marriage. I had to reclaim my children's, you know what I'm saying, my children and our relationship because I was so wrapped up in hurt. I was so wrapped up in depression. I was so wrapped up and lost in my own thoughts, playing around in my head without adult supervision, that those relationships begin to suffer. I was so attached to people I was reading, their outcomes and their situations, that I neglected my own space and my own household. Yes, I am being transparent as hell. I know some people are going to look down and be like, don't be telling people your business, but you know what? That's the problem. We're not real with one another. I never proclaim to be perfect or have it all together. I go through obstacles just like everyone else. And I'm going to keep saying it every episode because I'm human too. But you know what? I'm here. I'm here and I'm here to stay. I'm here. I have purpose. There's greatness in me. I have vision, plenty of ideas. I have the capability to execute and succeed even beyond my own comprehension. I am love. I am confidence. I choose to operate in excellence and whatever it is I choose to do for the rest of my life. I am a healer and my first assignment was healing myself. My gift is love and light and there is nothing no one can do about it. We have to make a different choice. Being aware of what it is you're entertaining is so important. From conversations to environments to our day-to-day lives to what we watch and what we listen to. When you're reprogramming yourself, there's just certain shit you can't entertain. Reclaim your power. You are not a robot. You are a person with feelings, with vision, with dreams, with funny, embarrassing stories, with so much, just so much essence. You are not your past. You are not your mistakes. Forgiveness of everything that has happened to you, happened through you, starts with you. Forgive yourself. The whole point of this Mask Off series was for you to discover what it is, the root of the issues, look at it, analyze it, understand it, and release it in love. Take it for what it is and move forward and apply it where you see fit. You are untouchable as long as you choose to keep going, keep pushing, keep fighting, keep praying, keep uplifting yourself when nobody else can, keep encouraging yourself when no one else is available to do it for you. Because the thing is, we seriously believe that people are obligated to do shit for us, but they're not. Don't nobody owe us nothing. but we owe ourselves everything. You are deserving of love. You are deserving of unconditional love. You are deserving of happiness, of joy, of respect. You deserve to be honored. You are a person with integrity, and people should treat you as such. But if your actions and your habits and the way you talk and treat yourself and treat others do not reflect that, you cannot get upset when that is not what you receive in return. We got to be accountable. This is what Mask Off was about. Reclaim your power. Write that petition, make that prayer, light that candle, sing that gospel song, whatever it is that works for you. Because like I say, my podcast for everybody, but especially my melanated community. We out here killing each other. We out here poisoning each other, feeding each other the wrong shit. No, this is not what we're supposed to be doing. A lot of us, if we knew where we came from, would be looking at things a lot different. But that is not for me to convince you to do. You have to want to do it. You got to want your healing. You got to want that mask off. You are not your mistakes. You are not your past. Oh, okay. You had a hiccup. Okay, cool. Did you learn something from it? You did? Okay. Now, what are you going to do differently? My faith has been renewed. My courage has been renewed. My vision has been expanded. Yeah. My ear has become sensitive to spirit. I can feel and see things I never thought I would. And you know what I learned out of all of this? That we are more than survivors. We are more than conquerors. But we have a big role in shaping our reality. And I don't know about you, but I know what I want to see. I know what I want to feel, and I know what I want to do. I want y'all to do something today. Matter of fact, I want y'all to do this from now until Thursday of next week. We're going to start a hashtag, and the hashtag is going to be called Return to Sender. You don't let nobody dump on you. And when I say dump on you, I mean dump their emotions, their depression, their sadness on you. Now, I'm not saying like don't be there for anyone. I'm saying we have a bad habit of attaching ourselves to other people's outcome. And when we do that, we find ourselves concerned about them more than they're concerned about themselves. And we take away our own energy. We deplete ourselves because we have to do what? What do you do when you do that? You lower yourself. And when you lower yourself, you find yourself playing in a game of low vibrations, low frequency. Your thoughts get crazy. Your way you talk to people begin to reflect what it is you're going through. Lashing out, being disrespectful. I'm seeing so much of that. I'm seeing so much of relationship dramas, love triangles. Oh, I've been there too. But the truth is, everybody want to be loved. Everybody want to be accepted. The problem is that we forgot that that starts with us. That love you looking for, you got to give that to you before you can expect anyone else to love you. Their love adds to you. It does not become you. It adds to you because you're supposed to love yourself in such a way that whatever else comes with it, it's just a bonus. It is your responsibility to love yourself. It is your responsibility to choose to be happy. You have total and complete control over how you react and respond to things. This is what Mask Off was about. Baby, they can't touch you. They cannot touch the work that you did. They cannot deplete it. They cannot knock you down unless you give them permission. You know, I saw a status on Facebook today by someone I really look up to. And it said, What people have to say about you is not your business. How people feel about you is not your business. What they discuss about you is not your business. And that is something I myself struggle with. But upon reclaiming my power, I had to realize that no longer will I play the victim. Yeah, okay, this person did you wrong. Okay, yup, what you gonna do about it? Are you gonna raise your standards? Are you gonna demand your respect? If those standards can't be met, what are you gonna do about it? Are you going to allow it to keep happening? Or are you gonna make yourself crystal clear so that you can move forward and be who you're supposed to be? I am at a point in my life at 31 years old that I give people enough rope to hang themselves, period. I give you an inch. If you choose to take a mile, that's on you. I'm about to be too busy living my best life, going after every dream, every vision that has been given to me. I am going to educate myself on continuing, like just knowing how to continue practicing things that represent self-love, self-healing, self-awareness. I have gotten comfortable in checking myself when I'm out of order, which means I'm not going to let anyone else who comes at me in an out of order fashion just think it's okay. Because we could communicate in a loving way. We could communicate in a mature way. And if you choose not to get the message, then you are not my friend. You are not my enemy. You just simply become insignificant in my world. Period. We got to come to a place, y'all, where we have to remember our whys. Dealing with childhood traumas, dealing with things that we go through, dealing with the struggle of it all has taught me so much about myself. And I have no regrets on this journey. I have none. Cleanse your space. Y'all get into your sacred space while this veil is as thin as it is right now. Go visit those relatives you haven't seen at the cemetery in a while. Those of you who prefer church, like to go to church, go to church. Go get you a word. Those of you who don't know where to turn, look within. Because once you start, it's one step at a time. It's going to happen like clockwork. You're going to be doing more and more. You're going to be accomplishing more and more, and nobody can stop it but you. You can only get in your way. Stop letting people talk to y'all any kind of way. Now, I'm not saying y'all got to pop people in the mouth, because normally the old me would say pop them in the mouth. However, I have learned the beauty in silence. I have learned the beauty in simply choosing not to acknowledge anything that is low vibrational. That is the new journey that I am on. I am watching what I entertain. I am watching what conversations I am having. If I feel like you are toxic, you will get that block. You will get that block button all the way around. Like, I will block you out my life. And that's not just with myself. If I feel you are toxic, you're not going to be around my kids. You ain't going to be around me. You ain't going to be around my husband. You're not going to be around my family. Like, and this goes for family too. Family, friends, foes, cats, dogs. If you are not adding or contributing into where I'm going and what I'm trying to do, I don't need you. And you most certainly do not need me. And this is for all phases of relationships, especially jobs. You know what? And I'm going to say it. There's so many of y'all on my Facebook who are so unbelievably talented, who are settling for positions that are not adding value to you. I dare you to step out on faith. Conquer that fear. What do you have to lose by going after something you truly desire, that you are truly passionate about? You deserve it. You are worthy of it. Go after it. You know, I went through many titles for this episode. It went from can't touch this to to shake it off, to all type of stuff, you know. But the truth is, this episode needs no title. This is the last episode of the Mask Off series. This episode is simply about you realizing who you are, reclaiming your power, and moving forward. It is time to stop playing the victim, take accountability, practice self-awareness, and make some changes in your life. You cannot keep repeating the same behavior over and over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result, honey. That ain't insane. That's just plain delusional. You can't do it. You are only hurting yourselves, and you are only hurting those connected to you. You got to do something different to get something different. If you want happiness, be happiness. If you want peace, be peace. If you want faithfulness, be faithfulness. If you want loyalty, be loyalty. If you want true friendship, be a true friend. Because we got a habit of asking for things we don't even practice being. We have the gimme, 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 but we don't want to give anything. Do a life review. Really check yourselves if necessary. Because time don't play favorites with nobody. And at some point, as much as time is infinite, it will stop ticking for you. That clock will stop ticking for you. That last tick and that last breath will be in the same moment. What are you really trying to leave behind? What are you really, what do you want your life to have represent? Because it can't be for nothing. I love everybody. And one thing about me is that I'm never going to stop doing my podcast. And it's funny because I'm watching the influence it's having. People don't have to shout you out and share your shit, but you can watch in how they talk. You can watch in certain things they say, little sayings, little hashtags that you know you came up with. It makes me smile because even if you don't want to admit that I'm doing something that is positive and that it positively affected you, as long as you are happy and you're smiling, I'm still grateful. I've real life had somebody tell me, that what am I going to do if nobody likes my podcast, if nobody listens, if nobody does nothing? I'm going to smile because I know that's not true. One thing about our people, especially people who don't like you, they're going to listen even if it's just to be nosy. And some part of that is going to hit home. And you either going to let it ferment hate in you, or you going to let it change your life, apply it where you see fit, and live your best life with no fucks given. The mask is off. I am a girl who have been through so much. I am a woman who have survived and conquered so much, from childhood traumas to adulthood. I've been through love triangles. I've been through low self-esteem. I've been depressed. I know what it's like firsthand. I've been through real life shit. I've lost people I loved. But you know what? Nothing in this world, in this realm, will ever begin to taint my joy again, my peace again, the love that I have again, my strength and zeal and passion for life. It will not be attacked because I am protected and I am covered, and I am choosing happiness. I am choosing to push forward. I am choosing to trust myself. I am choosing to listen to what it is that is being said to me through the spirit realm. I am choosing to keep my faith. I am choosing to continue to be a light for others, because this is bigger than me. I don't get paid for this. I have to take away time from what I need to be doing sometimes to do this. And I have zero regrets. Love yourself enough to give yourself what it is you are worthy and deserving of. You want that promotion? Go get it. You want that new car? Go get it. Oh, I don't have a job. Go get one. I can't find one. Start a business. Start a service. You guys, we got to stop taking life for granted, or it's going to kick us in the ass or rip us a new one. this is the last episode of the Mask Off series, simply because any healing work that is left, it's up to you now. It's up to you to get counseling if you need it. It's up to you to get spiritual guidance if you feel you need it after doing all of this. It's up to you to say, you know what? I don't like my life and the way it's going. I'm going to do something different today. Do something different. All that negativity we've picked up, y'all, it's time to return to sender. All those thoughts, all of those ideologies and believing in things that society says is okay, return to sender. That person who told you was never going to be shit, # return to sender. You don't need it. It only sits with you and becomes a part of you if you allow it. Winter is coming. And around the wintertime is when people, especially holidays, tend to really get depressed. So this next series I'm working on, this next project I'm working on, guys, it's not for play at all. Mental health is real. And if we don't do the work within ourselves, we gonna drive ourselves crazy. And I know from the core of my soul that we are stronger than that. We are better than that. I proclaim right now that everyone under my voice is not only healthy, whole, and complete, but they are strong and they have a renewed sense of self-confidence, of self-love, of self-awareness, that they take nothing personal, that they are grateful for everything and all things, that they are passionate about their dreams and their visions and about their life, and that they will exceed and do well beyond their own and my own comprehension. You're a star. You're amazing. You were not put here by accident. So don't you let your circumstance, your obstacles, the things that you have conquered and survived, because you're still here. That means you did it. Don't let any of that destroy who you are in the core. I love all of you. And you know what? If y'all didn't get anything else out of today's episode, get this. You got to lay down with yourself every night and wake up to yourself every morning. How do you want to feel? What do you want to do? And how do you want to see the reflection that's looking back at you? Self-love really goes a long way. Don't let anybody make you feel less than. The mask is off. The mask is no longer needed. Be who you are unapologetically and fix your own damn life, because you are more than capable of doing so. You have all the tools you need. All the tools you need. And there is nothing no one can do about it. With that being said, much love, peace, love, and light to you. If you would like to engage in conversation about it, you know you can find me on Instagram at aromoixrose, aramoixrose. Once again, aramoixrose. And in all seriousness, guys, I'm not doing this just because I have nothing else to do. I'm doing this because this is what I needed when I was younger and growing up. This is for all ages. And I give it real. I give it real. And when it comes to children, a lot of us have them. A lot of us are just around kids who look up to us. We really need to keep in mind that they are watching us and mimicking our behaviors. And most of the time, if a kid feels uncomfortable about something an adult is doing, I have found that the innocence of a child, usually their intuition is more right than mine. We got to stop taking our life as a joke. We got to stop playing around. Like, I'm saddened by what I see on social media nowadays. Some shit is funny, y'all, but some shit is just sad. It's time for a change, and a change begins with us. I'm starting a movement, and the movement simply is Return to Sender. That will be elaborated on my next episode. That is not only going to be the movement, but that is going to be the name of my next series, Return to Sender. Get your mindset so you can have your mindset to do what it is you're supposed to do. I love all of you. I pray you enjoy your weekend and know that all is well. Much love, much peace. And with that being said, I'm out.